Yes, we are glad everyone was able to make it today, as we have been studying, trying to get a better feel of what is truth. Did you know that you are taught to believe that you have free will? We really do not have free will because we're given choices to choose from. So you don't think of these things as like a menu that you pick out of these choices. And that is simply due to the point that we don't know the environment that is controlling our input, or as we call it, cause and effect. There is a such thing as cause and effect. And that is science. That is what the basics is. So if you don't know what the causes are, then you don't know the effects. But if I can control the causes, then I can usually control the effect. As I made mention last week, if you hit a ball, a pool table, and you start with the white ball, you hit the white ball, and it knocks all of these other balls in different directions. And then you start knocking them in the holes one by one. So the same thing is what is happening with humans. They are being knocked into these holes one by one. They smashed all of them to see where they would go with cause and effect. And they found out that it is going where? Hey, we could put these things in holes. We can monitor and control what is going on in this system. And we read a few weeks ago that certain the elite believe that they have a legacy, and their legacy is to control the world and to control people. And they've been doing it through serfism, fascism, capitalism, communism, Marxism, and all of these different things that they use. So, we want to make sure that just because there's a label on it and it changes, that don't mean anything. People think that there's no kings and queens today. Well, you go to Britain and they'll tell you, yeah, they have kings and queens today. They have serfs and everything else, knights and so forth. Now, they say that they have an independent government, but they still have kings and queens and queen whoever, Elizabeth or whoever. You have all of these people who still run their world that they said that they created. And so we are just trying to find out, how does this cause and effect affect us? For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. This is basic physics 101. So, is it like an atom is hit, and you split an atom, and that's where you get your atomic bomb. When you look at the universe and look at us, we're a duplicate of it. So, as you look at the sun, and then you have all of these planets revolving around them, 8 or 9, however many people are saying, people debate them. And as they go around, if you look at an atom, you have the same thing. You have your nucleus, which would be your sun, where the proton and neutron is. And then you have all of these electrons rotating around it, just like planets, exactly the same. And all of this is what makes up every part of matter. And so the same thing with us. We, inside of our bloodstream, inside of every organ and so forth, we have all of these parts working together for one purpose. And so we're all connected. Just as the universe is connected in us, and as we are part of the universe, all of these things govern and control us, if we know it or not. Now, if we don't know it, then we're just ignorant, thinking that we're not being influenced by external forces. But we are, every day. And we are being affected by internal forces, what the Bible talks about, the inner man. And that's why we need to be born again, so that we might be able to this inner man, this spiritual part of us, can be awakened and brought to life. So the old man has to die for the new man to live, so that I am a new creature in the Messiah. So to be a new creature, all things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So that means that you're conscious, you're awake to the reality of what's going on. And we were, in 1 week, we talked about reaching this point called self-actualization, which is 7 levels that people go through. We've talked about that. Okay? And so as you're able to reach this level, and then you realize that all this physical material stuff don't mean anything, and that you're on, you understand the spiritual being of your essence of why you were created and why you're here on the planet and how you are supposed to interact with others, because we're all connected. It's just like, you know, your body, your arm doesn't go one way and your legs go another, or one leg goes one way and another goes, you never have any consistency. So all of our parts work together, and when one hurts, then the other feels it in whatever way it might be felt. Okay, it might be felt in the way that your leg is moving, or you have arthritis. And so because you have been eating things that is building up uric acid in your system, gout, it deposits it in these different parts of your body. And that's what they call arthritis. Gout. But it's the same poisons. It's the same things that you've been putting in your mouth. So there's a cause and effect. Every time you put something in your mouth, if it's fruit, vegetables, what Yahweh's created in its raw state, it's a healing mechanism. So fruits cleanse, it'll cleanse your body, and vegetable heals your body. So when you put this raw food, fruits and vegetables, you're eating it, juicing, smoothies and all that stuff, putting live food into your system, so it's trying to build up your system. And so that's the cause. And what does it affect? If it's fruits, it's cleansing the system. If it's vegetables, it's healing the system. So these are a cause and effect application. So the same thing when you put in unclean animals, as the Bible calls it, unclean food into your body, the pig, the shrimp, the lobster, the crab, the catfish, all of those things, the clams and all those things that are listed. Okay? The pig feet. So when you take those things and you put them into your system, you're causing your system to go under stress, and your body does not handle it well. So then as time goes on, okay, instead of it healing your system, different than the fruits and the vegetable healing and cleansing your system, you're polluting your system. So now as this pollution and as this poison from the unclean animals builds in your system, the more and more you eat of it, the more buildup you have, and the uric acid in the blood from the animals, okay, and it starts depositing into different parts of your body, and they call it arthritis or gout. Now you know that you have caused this illness on you. You have violated the laws that Yahweh has set up that are clear in the scriptures, okay, of what you can eat, drink, and what cleanses and what heals and what destroys. When you go to the doctor, he'll tell you the same thing. Oh, you got high blood pressure, you got diabetes, you're overweight, you have all of this poison building up in your system. Okay, you need to stop eating those unclean animals. You need to stop eating the pork, the lobster, the shrimp, and all of those different things. The delicacies of Babylon. Or what we call the standard American diet, the SAD diet. Standard, S, American, A, diet, spelled SAD. So if you're living the sad lifestyle of the American standard diet, with your cow's milk and all the rest of that stuff, okay? The American diet is designed to feed another system of the medical profession. Okay, so everything has its cause and its effect. I'm trying to get you to understand cause and effect. Today is cause and effect day. And if you don't understand cause and effect, then you will be causing many things in your life, in your existence, in your body, and you will be getting sicker and dying, and you'll be wondering, Yahweh, why did you do this to me? No, Yahweh didn't do anything to you. Yahweh set up laws that he taught, that he had listed for you to understand, but you're, you know, we don't understand them. So then we violate his laws, and there's no excuse. So we can't go like we go to the judge and we say, well, I didn't know this law existed, so I'm sorry for speeding, or I'm sorry for whatever you did. And he could say, okay, you didn't know, okay, we'll dismiss it. But with the laws of nature, the laws of Yahweh, the laws that have been established from the beginning of creation, that are here for us to understand, you cannot talk to it and tell it, hey, man, you know, forgive me. No, he doesn't understand any of that because these are laws that exist that you can't change. So as long as you live in harmony with the laws that Yahweh has laid down, then you are making it to a point of following his will so that you can find out why you were created. You were created not to eat unclean animals. The unclean animals were not created for you to eat. They were created as sanitation department for the planet. So when a vulture comes and eats, you know, a dead roadkill, you know, run over something on the road, and they come down the road and, you know, and different things eat it and take it away. So it's keeping it from polluting and poisoning the atmosphere and poisoning the food and poisoning the land and all the rest of that. And so the same thing happens in the sea. That's why you have catfish. That's why you have lobsters. That's why you have crab. They're the sanitation department. Would you go eat out of the garbage can? Would you go eat off a sanitation truck? But that's what you're doing. Or you go in the garbage cans and eat your meals. That's what you're doing when you eat these unclean animals, these sanitation department animals, like the pig, lobsters, crabs, okay, catfish, and all of those different things. You might say, well, I'm going to eat a vulture, but you do eat a vulture. You eat the vulture of the sea. Or you eat the vulture of the, not sea, but of the land, if it's a pig. And if it's an air one, it's a vulture. So, okay, so cause and effect. So you cause this disease to come on yourself. Okay, so that's what we're talking about, cause and effect. So if you're a smoker and you come down with lung cancer, it is you cause yourself the lung cancer. Okay, you put that in your body. And so, do you really choose? Do you really have choice? If we have something that's called a food desert, okay, by design, that they have in urban environments, a certain environment, that they don't have fresh food for you. Okay? And then if you have some fresh food, it's bad, it's old. My mom talked all about it, where she's at. So it's not even just in the urban environments, it's even in South Carolina. It's even in the, what do we call it? Rural areas, certain areas, okay? But they can grow food down there, but they don't. A lot of people don't, so then they don't have fresh food. And so they get sick and they get heavy and obese and overweight, can't think clearly, want to drop out of school and drop out of junior high school, drop out of high school, don't have a job. Then they're forced into selling drugs. So you don't have a choice. These are choices that when you make, one causes the effect of the other. If you don't graduate from elementary school or junior high school, how do you expect to get a job? That's a cause and effect. Okay? I'm not saying everybody has to go to college, but it is pretty interesting that every generation you need more education just to keep the same basic survival rate that you had before. And so these are cause and effects. So let's take a break at the moment so we can hear from our sponsors.
Dwellers. Did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Part of our study, as we are studying here to understand the role of cause and effect. Now, some might be saying, why are we doing this? Well, just think about it. When you read something, as the scriptures, the Bible says for us to be renewed, that we are renewed by our mind, by the transforming of our mind. What does that mean? Okay. Well, you have cause and effect again. Okay? By what you put in your mind, that's what you become. So, if you are renewing your mind with things of heavenly value, like listening to the scriptures, you know, right now today, most people don't even have to read the scriptures. People will read the scriptures to you. It's on CD. So that you can feed the inner person, their inner being. So that we can cause an effect on our inner soul, our inner existence. Because that's where we find ourselves. We don't know the influences that surround us. We are not aware of the things that are causing us to make decisions that we might regret. And so when we use the scriptures and listen to the scriptures, have the scriptures read to you, and you read the scriptures, you're feeding that inner being, that inner soul, so that now you can grow up into men and women in the Messiah. How can you grow up to be a soldier of the cross? All right, now, that's what we know. That's what we're supposed to be. Soldiers of the cross. Are you a soldier? Are you going to battle? Are you going to warfare against the enemy and the system of the enemy, of Babylon? Or, as the Bible says, that Satan goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Is he devouring you and your children and your friends and your influence around you? And how does he devour you? I mean, these are warnings that we have been giving through Scripture. Now, some of us might take them seriously. Some of us may ignore them. But let me tell you, hey, they do exist. And we can fill our minds with what the world has for us to make us more materialistic. And not feeding the inner man, but starving the inner man. So most of us, our inner man is dying of starvation, of eating of the meat of the word of Yah. You hear me? So the words that you take in are affecting you mentally, spiritually, and how to make physical decisions of, like, example, eating the correct food. So if you notice here, that as we try to progress and grow, there is the cause and effect also working. So the more you listen to the word, I challenge you, listen to the word. Read the word every day. Listen to the word every day. Let it fill your mind, your body and soul. And next week, come back to me and tell me what you've experienced. I guarantee you, you will have a different attitude, a different existence, a different being. Because you're now being filled spiritually. Your inner man, who has been starving to death, is now being made alive. You're feeding him or her the milk of the word. Amen. Because you're not ready for the meat. Because you don't know the word. So that's why he says know the word. Read the word. Study it. And the more you study it, the more it gets in part of your mind and parts of your existence. So then the Bible, when it talks about that we become one with the Messiah, we become one what? Mind, body, and soul. Which one? Not the body. Because we have sinful flesh. We're not getting out of here. We're going to die with our sinful flesh. Okay? So you don't... The new birth experience does not change the sinful flesh. Okay? When a baby is born, you have to feed them milk in the beginning. Fluids. You grind up the food and make it palatable for them so they can take it. Okay? So those are the same things that we need. We need to be fed spiritually through the renewing of our mind, through the word of Yahweh. It is our very existence and being. And that's why I said that's when you realize in self-actualization, when you reach this level, that you understand that this materialism is materialism and it is worthless. Doesn't matter how fancy your car is, what kind of house you live in, or what type of salary you have. The question is, do you know? Are you walking the spiritual walk? Are you walking? Are you studying? Are you filling your mind with nonsense? Or with the word of Yah? If you are filling your mind with the word of Yahweh, then his spirit is awakened and moves. If you don't, no matter how many times you go to church, if you go to church on Wednesday night, prayer meeting, you go to church on Saturday and Sunday, you could go to church every day of the week. And if you aren't filling your soul with the word of Yahweh, then you are dying spiritually. And all of this other stuff is of zero avail. So the preacher can't study for you. Your Sunday or Sabbath school teacher can't study for you. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved. Now, some people say, well, you can't understand the book of Revelation. Well, you can't understand the Bible. So we will make up Bible commentaries, which is our opinion, which is lies, a lot of them. Okay, and we will give you Sunday school lessons and Sabbath school lessons. You don't have to worry about reading the Bible. Just read what we give you. And so there you go. You're depending on man. You're not getting that word of Yahweh. Got to get that word in you. Let him share to you what it means. Well, I can't understand what the Bible is saying. Well, then ask him. He will reveal to you his secrets. It's his book. He can tell you what it means. So this is the cause and effect. If you feed it good food, then you will get good results. If you feed it bad food, then you're going to get bad results. So you'll start eating wrong foods, and you start getting diseases and aging real rapidly and have heart attacks and strokes and all of those things. And you're wondering, why? Why am I coming down? I go to church all the time. No, because you are violating the laws that the book that you don't read. So you must be filled with the word of Yahweh. Let him fill your thoughts, your mind, your soul. Let his word be, amen, the word of Yah. Now, next month, we're going to be starting on going through, we'll be back for Black History Month. So we'll be back trying to help you understand what the Bible is teaching. And this year, we're going to probably do some Bible, verse-by-verse studies of the Bible. If you like that, get back with me. Let me know so I can know what you need in your spiritual man or woman. Go to my website and contact us, www.peopleofcolor1.com. That's www.peopleofcolor1.com. Well, at this time, let's take a break and let's hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
kingdom dwellers, did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
May not play like a maestro, sing like a diva, don't know the book like a scholar, sometimes in my step there's a falter, but in my heart I am praying before his glory.
Part of our study as we are searching for the word to get a better appreciation of what Yahweh is calling us to. We had made some statements in reference to what the Bible is trying to teach us. The things that the Bible is trying to teach us and help us to understand so that we might be able to grow up in the men and women in the Messiah. And how we must grow in grace and the knowledge of the Messiah. Now, a lot of people don't know, but you know, most people want to keep you as babes. They don't want you to grow up, because once you grow up, then you don't need them no more. And if you don't need them, then hey, what is your job here? Your job is to study the word of Yahweh, not to depend on man to teach you everything. And he'll tell you what the Bible says, you know, you can't read, you can't understand it. That's nonsense. But, you know, if you never read the Word, then you'll never know what it teaches us. And how the cause and effect can affect us. And as we are searching for Yahweh and His will in our life, so that we might be able to grow up into men and women in the Messiah, that we might be a blessing to ourselves and to others, to our children, our friends, our relatives, everybody that we have a chance. We need to be able to what? Share the Word of Yahweh. We need to be able to move forward. We need to be able to know what is true. Okay, here are some of the verses that I've been talking about. I didn't give you always all the scriptures to them. But this year we want you to be able to know what the scriptures are saying. We want you to follow along. Okay, we've read this a few times before. The book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yahweh, of Elohim, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Now, what does that mean? For us to be a living sacrifice. And he says, brethren, I beseech you, I encourage you, I am talking to you, I am pleading with you, I am begging you. To what? Submit yourselves to Yahweh. You understand that? Now why does he have to beg us to serve Yahweh? That's why. And that's because we ain't. That's why he's writing the book. You know, the church is in a Laodicean. You know, that's what it is. Laodicean, you know. Not hot nor cold. Ain't. You know, just in the middle ground. And plan to stay there. They say that's the safe place to be. Stand up for nothing. So, he's discouraging us to move forward. And wake up ourselves and our brethren. And he says, I beseech you, I encourage you, I cry, I weep and lament for you, brethren, by the mercies of Yahweh. Yahweh is merciful unto us, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. That don't mean that you can eat anything you want. That's what that means. That means that you got to start giving up some of that stuff that you've been pumping down your throat so that you can be healed. And it ain't be healed in the name of Jesus. No, it ain't that. You being healed because you follow his law and his statutes. You follow what he has written. Now you be saying, well, listen, man, you're a legalist, brother. You over here telling people that they should be following you. Well, what does this mean? This is New Testament. I know y'all don't, you know, y'all said that y'all are New Testament believers. So let's look at the New Testament. What does the New Testament say? That you present your bodies a living sacrifice. So he said before we used to offer up the lamb. Okay, the way it worked was you would bring a lamb for your sins. And then you would be forced to kill it. And then you, after you kill it, then you would present it to the priest. And the priest would take the blood. And then, so when you brought your lamb, you confess your sins over the lamb while he was living. And as this lamb, the sins that you committed were now, as you confess, were transferred from you to the lamb. Then when you killed the lamb, which represented the lamb of Yahweh, that's what John calls it. Behold, the lamb of Elohim, the lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. That's what he says in the book of John. That's what he saw. John the Baptist we're talking about here. So, that lamb, you confess your sins, he took your sins, and he says, the Bible says that he took the sins of the world on him. And that's how they took it. So then when we had confessed our sins, and he was offered up, Then they took the blood from the lamb, so your sins were transferred to the lamb, to the blood of the lamb, because the Bible says the blood is the life. So that was the life that you had been sinning, that you have now passed on to him. It's passed on from the lamb, okay? And then from the lamb, it is given to, as the priest takes the blood, it's passed on to the priest. Okay, then the priest takes it, and he sprinkles the blood before the curtains and the altar of sacrifice and the first apartment. And so now the sins are transferred from you to the lamb, to its blood, from the blood, the lamb, to the priest, from the priest to the sanctuary, and that's where it stays. So that's how it worked. And so he's asking you that we offer up our bodies as living sacrifice. So the lamb don't do whatever it wants. The lamb is an offering for your sin. So you have to be willing to give your body and resist your body and say no to the body so that you can become a living sacrifice. And what? Holy, acceptable unto Yahweh. Now, some be saying, I'm not giving up my life like that. I'm not. You got to be kidding. I'm not giving all that up to Yahweh. That's what he requires. That's what he says. Now, let's see, is this unrealistic? You know, going to the places you want to go, to hang out with the boys you want to hang out with, the girls, drink the stuff you want to drink, smoke the stuff you want to smoke, eat the stuff. No, that is living for yourself. That is not you presenting yourself a living sacrifice at all. Okay? And that's what most people do when they go to church and they confess their sins, or they go to their father, or go to confessional booth, or whatever they do. Okay, you got different people doing different things. Okay? And it says acceptable, holy, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. Did you hear that? Reasonable. So it is unreasonable for you to be saying you want to do your own thing. That is unreasonable according to the Bible. So that's why you don't study. You know, you don't have time to study the Bible. You don't have time to read the Bible because you're busy doing your own thing. And so you don't have time for him. But he says that is unreasonable. You got to offer yourself a living sacrifice. Turn off that music. Turn off that rap stuff. Turn off that stuff and turn on the word of Yah so that it can be able to fill you and transform you. Why? Okay, what is the reasonable service? And be not conformed to this world. So well, you're probably listening to all that music and no. Okay? But be transformed. Amen. That means change. Cause and effect. Again, there we go. We keep getting back to it. Transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if you don't put good stuff in your mind, you ain't getting the good stuff out. So if you run a bunch of people that curse, steal, and rob, that's what you're going to be doing. That's what's in your mind. You're being transformed by whoever you are around. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of you. So living the life, Yahweh will prove it to you. Because you have to be born again. That's what 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 said. Therefore, if ye be in the Messiah, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So now this is how you are born again, a new creature in the Messiah. Now notice what 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 1 through 3 says. Wherefore, laying aside malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and all evil speech, and hanging out with them boys too. I added that. As newborn babes. What is that? Newborn babes? So you have now, old people, you being converted, as we just said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Now he's saying here that as newborn babes, desire the world? No. Desire the things of the flesh? No. Desire the sincere milk of the word. That means that guy's been saying, listen to the CDs, listen to the word of God, let it fill your mind, body, and soul. That ye may grow thereby. So grow up, grow up in the men and women in the Messiah. Amen now. That's right. So that's how you're going to grow, by drinking in the milk, by drinking and reading the word, by hearing the word, hearing it over and over until it encompasses your very being and your thinking. So you are now transformed. By the renewing of your mind. That's why he says that those 144,000 have the mind has on their forehead, in their on their foreheads written, holiness unto Yahweh. Their mind is full of the word of Yah. And if so be ye have tasted that Yahweh is gracious. That's right. So you got to taste to see if the Lord is good. Can't go by your pastors or by somebody else. At this point, let's take another break here. Our last break for today.
Know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
May not play like a maestro. Sing like a diva. Don't know the book like a scholar. Sometimes in my step there's a falter, but in my heart I am praying before His glory.
Phenomenal.
coming back and being part of this study. Now, as we are entering into our next phase, we just explained to you of how we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind. We also read that we have to offer up our bodies, not our minds, not our thoughts, not our money. Even though we talk about money all the time, your body's a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service. Get that now. Reasonable service. All right, now. And that you be not conformed to this world. Now, you know that's what we are. We just conform to this world. This world tells us what to do, and we follow. He says, no, that's not what it's all about. Then we read, wherefore laying aside malice and guilt, guile, and hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes. Now, question, are you a newborn babe? Do you desire the sincere milk of the word, or do you desire the things of this world, materialism? So if you are a newborn babe, that you have to desire, but notice, if you don't desire the word to read it, to hear it, if you don't desire the word, then you ain't born again. You ain't a new babe. Because if you're a baby, then you desire, you're not going to sit there and starve to death. But if you've never been born again and your old man is still living, then, you know, you live the old lifestyle. That's what it's all about. And that's what it said. You know, we read in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. To desire the sincere milk of the word, that we might what? Grow thereby. All right, now. That's how you're going to grow. You grow by hearing the word, reading the word, studying the word. Study to show yourself approved unto Yahweh. A workman rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, nobody divide the word of truth for you. You must divide it amongst yourself, because Yahweh will reveal it to you. And that's how it works. So, let's grow thereby. Okay, then we read already in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. We read that we are new creatures. Old things are passed away. Amen. Now, all things are become. Now, has all things become new to you? If it hasn't, then you know you're just still materialist, egocentric individual. Being controlled and manipulated by your flesh, the sinful flesh. That's what we inherited from Adam and Eve. And from the system that we've been reading about, the system of this world, as we said, that the devil goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And that we be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we be not conformed to this world. Are you being conformed to this world, or are you being transformed by the word of Yah? If you are not listening to the word of Yahweh, then you can't be transformed by the word of Yahweh. If you are listening to the world and all that it has to offer, and its music and its songs and its games and its, then you are being conformed to this world, which is contrary to the scripture. So you can't be in both. You can't be conformed to this world and being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because if you're being renewed by your mind, then you are a newborn babe desiring the sincere milk of the words that you might grow thereby. Now let's turn to Hebrews here for a minute, chapter 5, verses 11 through 14. That's Hebrews chapter 5, verses 11 through 14. Of whom we have many things to say. What's this brother saying? He's listen, brother. I have many things to say. So, I mean, I've been talking for a year. This brother say, here, I got many more things to say to Brother Emmanuel. Okay. Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. So he's telling us that he has some heavy things to lay on us. Now, I know y'all been saying, now, Emmanuel, you've been throwing down some heavy stuff. But listen, this ain't nothing compared to what Paul's about to tell us, all right? Now, Paul said he's throwing down hard to be understood, seeing ye are dull of hearing. That means that you don't even hear the word of Yah. That means you are dull of hearing, that your precepts have been benumbed by your mind. What you eat and drink. Did you know that you can benumb your mind through putting in all those poisons into your body, such that you don't have the communication with Yahweh? It's being blocked. All right now. He said that it is being dull, seeing, and hard to be understood. Seeing ye are dull of hearing. Did you tired of hearing? Are you tired of hearing the word of Yahweh? You might say, no, I go to church all the time. No. That's not what it's talking about. Are you dull of hearing? Do you listen to the word every day? Do you read the word? Is the word part of your existence in your life? If it isn't, then you're dull of hearing because you are conformed to this world. For the time, ye ought to be what? Teachers. All right now. Now, how many of y'all have been studying or been in church or been following the Lord or been around this for 20, 30 years, 10 years? And he says what? And when, for the time, ye ought to be teachers. Okay. So he says that we ought to be what? Teachers. The time has come for us to be teachers. What are you doing? Sleeping at the wheel. All right now, I hear it. Ye have need that one teach you again the first principles of the oracles of Elohim. What? Teach you again? Wait. And teach you what? The deep stuff of the word. No, it said the first principles of the oracles of Elohim. Wow. That's serious. The brother is saying, man, listen, you've been that Laodicean, you've been going to church all this time, and you ain't growing nothing. You're not getting deeper in the word. You're not getting deeper in your relationship. You're not growing toward that, what do we call it, self-actualization, so that you might understand your existence of why you're here on planet Earth. You're just being programmed like a computer by this world. And you're just being conformed to this world, and you are just being transformed by the renewing of this world. And you are lost. So this is what the Bible is saying. Now we're throwing down on scriptures now. Now we're just throwing down. I've been telling y'all all the stuff that's been in the scriptures all the time. Now we just throw it down. Okay. Some that teach you the first principles of the oracles of God. And are become such as have need of milk. He says you have need of what? Milk. Well, wait a minute. If you have been deep in the word and if you've been, in it, as we were talking about, then what should be happening? All right? You should be eating the meat of the word, not flesh of the word. We ain't talking about no flesh. It's about meat. Meat is food in the word of Yahweh. Fruits and vegetables. It ain't talking about and nuts and grains and all that. It ain't talking about no flesh. When he says flesh, it means flesh. With the blood running out. That's what it's talking about. All right, so it'll say flesh. That you have, okay, and such as have need of milk and not strong meat. You hear that? So this is what we should be on, the strong meat of the word. But he says that we are still babes. And if he gives us the meat, we will choke to death. And that's why they say, well, listen, you don't need to study the word too much. You might start choking on it. Mm-hmm. But I don't see you choking on that chicken bone over there. You know what I mean? Okay. You need to check that out. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. So it says everyone that what? Uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. So he is just a baby. Don't tell me you've been in church. I've been in church all my life, 40, 50 years. Been in church all my life, 20, 30 years. I've been on, okay. And you're still on what? On the milk of the word? Something is wrong. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. Okay, now, did you hear that? Strong meat, that's what you're supposed to have, right? Belongeth to them that are up of full age, okay? That they're growing in the Messiah. And that's what reading and studying and listening to the word. Like I said, I challenge you this week from when you finish hearing this, that you will go back and listen to and listen to the word, and then start listening and playing the CDs and playing it in your car, playing it as you're cleaning, playing as you're working, instead of listening to music, of working out or wherever. Feel it, and then come back to me last week and give me your report. I guarantee you, you cannot stay in the word and it doesn't change you. All right now. It will change you. If you want to change, it will change your very existence, your very being. If so be, ye have tasted that Yahweh is good. That's only if you taste it, he's good. But you can't taste of the word unless you're in the word. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So you can't discern between eating clean and unclean animals. You can't discern between eating live food and dead food. You can't discern that because you haven't grown up in enough. And it says by reason of use of their senses being exercised. Can you exercise your senses? Can you discern both good and evil? If you're still eating the pig, you can't discern between good and evil. That's for sure. That is a given. You understand what I'm saying? So we need to understand and grow up into men and women in the Messiah. And that's only through eating of the word, cause and effect. If you listen to more of the music and hang out with them, you get cause and effect. You see what I'm saying? So what are you going to do? All right, now. Now, the things that Yahweh has, remember, we've been talking about these laws. Yahweh has all these different laws that he has laid out for us so that we might be able to grow thereby. And so in the spiritual world, in the physical world, as we understand the science of nature and understand the science Yahweh has, then we can apply it to the spiritual world. So let's read that. Let's see if the stuff that we see that are visible comes from the invisible world. Romans chapter 1, verse 17 through 22. For therein is the righteousness of Elohim revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by what? Faith. Okay, do you live by faith? Faith in what? In Yahweh, in his word. Well, do you know what's in his word? How can you have faith in something you don't even read? Come on, please. For the wrath of Elohim is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness, all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. So it didn't say that these are people that don't go to church. It didn't say that. Says these people go to church, they hold the truth. You hear me? They hold the truth in unrighteousness. So that means that's what I'm saying. Some of these people be telling you, man, hey, you don't need to understand that word like that. You don't need to read it too much. I remember somebody told me, had the nerve to tell me, Brother Emmanuel, I was in college getting my bachelor's degree, and I was studying the word, and he was saying, Emmanuel, you study the word too much. And I looked at him, and some other sister said, Joyce said, then her mind. Something is wrong here. How can the brother study the word of Yahweh too much? Something serious going on. He didn't want me to understand what was going down. That's what the deal was. And I was seeing all through it. But the word is the only thing that's going to open your eyes to be able to see truth versus error. To be able to help you discern both good and evil. That your senses might be exercised thereby. But you can't be on the milk of the word. Because you are unskillful in the word of righteousness. Verse 19 of Romans chapter 1, verse 19. Because that which may be known of Elohim is manifest to them. For Elohim has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Now you might be saying, wait a minute, how can the invisible see? I don't see nothing invisible. The invisible things I can't see. Being, then it tells you, being understood by the things that are made. Okay? So, the invisible things that's going on in the spiritual world and all of this different things that are attacking us, and this stuff is out there. We can see it through the visible, but it's the invisible that is being revealed to us. So the spiritual world that you think that you don't know anything about is being revealed through Yahweh's laws. But if you don't know his laws, then you can't, you know, hang with it. So you want to know why you're getting sick. You want to know why you got high blood pressure. You want to know why you got... It's real clear. You're violating Yahweh's laws. That's all. If you understood his laws, if health laws, then you would not be coming down with all that. Now, this is one thing they say, you know. When you go to the Eskimos and other parts of the world, the Aborigines, where European Western lifestyle has not entered, they said that they didn't have high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer. They didn't have all those things. They were just dying of old age. They said they brought in the McDonald's, they brought in the Pepsis and the Cokes and introduced it to them, and people were drinking that. They were even feeding their babies, you hear me, babies, through the bottle, Pepsi and Coke. Can you believe that? And then them boys came down with high blood pressure, diabetes, all the Western diseases that's possible. So right there, it is clear that it is through their diet, their life change, of following the American standard diet, the sad lifestyle that is killing people on the planet. And that is like the wine of Babylon, that we are being drunk. And desire the delicacies of Babylon. Okay, so he makes us realize, verse 20, for the invisible things of him, the spiritual world, from the creation of the world, clearly seeing, being understood by the things that are made. So the things that are made, just like, you know, a tree, we talk about this all the time. A tree has its roots as far down as it has it going up. And I think it's probably even double going down. But the bottom line is, you can't see those roots, but you can tell by what's on the tree and how it's growing on top, if you know anything about it. Okay? So that's what Yahweh is trying to tell us. We can understand the spiritual world as we understand the physical. Even his great power, even his eternal power and Godhead. So that they are without excuse. That's what we are. We are totally without excuse of why we're not taking this Jacob's ladder, of why we are not developing and growing into men and women in the Messiah. Because that, when they knew Elohim, they glorified him not, even neither were thankful, but became vain in imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And no, that's what we are. Western world, all the stuff that we're being taught, all the stuff that we're eating and drinking from McDonald's and the Burger Kings and the fast food joints, all the stuff in these food deserts that we don't have for our people to eat fresh fruit and vegetables, and they're just given the garbage. That's, we become fools. And our hearts have become what? Darkened. Even though we profess to become what? To be wise. Hear that? We profess to be wise, but we don't know a thing. The Aborigine people know more than we about Yahweh and his creation, and how to live in harmony with that. How to live sustainably. The Bible talks about be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. Or be sustainable to the earth. Keep the earth. And so, what are you doing? Are you sure this cause and effect is not affecting you? Are you sure that you know what's going on? Are you sure that you're making your own choices? We are trying to find the point of where we actually had freedom of choice. Where we have it. Where do we have it? We find that we actually exist in a predetermined system. is predetermined. The sinful flesh is predetermined. The sinful flesh has the law of sin dwelling in it. Society, as we get conformed to this world, that system is there. Or we can be transformed by the renewing of our minds by drinking and eating of the word of Yahweh. That these are predetermined things. Now, which one are you following? Our sensation of free will really consist of a lack of knowledge of forces that determine and guide things in our lives. So we think we're free, and that's only because we lack the knowledge of what forces are determining and guiding us through life. While in a human court, it might be possible to plead in court that you do not know the law. The laws. Maybe the judge will give you compensation. To the laws of nature, Yahweh's laws, there are no loopholes. The laws of nature function whether or not we know them. Since that is the case, we better find out what laws actually are that govern our lives, that determine and guide us. We need to understand how they function. As we've been talking about the food and thinking of the word of Yahweh, how things are guided. We need to understand these things, how things function, how things are guided, what things are predetermined in the system that we exist in, where the sinful flesh is, where the system of this world is, where the word of Yahweh. Now, once we know that, once we know how things function, once we know how things are guiding us, once we understand the predetermination of the systems that are trying to program us internally and externally. Now, once we know that, then we can search for that point of choice, that point of escape from this system that has been created by man for us to live in. Then see if there is a way to influence the system, to guide it toward what we would call true freedom. How do we understand these things, these functions, these predetermined, the stuff that's guiding us, of how the system works and how it influences us, so that we might be able to what? Use it. Understand it. Understand the laws of Yahweh that govern us. Understand these external influences that media propaganda and all of that gives, so you can stay away from it. Understand what studying the word of Yahweh and listening to it day and night, of what it can do to your mind, body, and soul. Then we can search for that point. Then see if there is a way to influence the system, to guide it toward what we want, what we will call freedom, what we will call self-actualization. Let's understand this so that we might be able to understand Yahweh's will. And we just keep telling you, studying the word of Yahweh, letting it become part of you, reading and searching the word, and let it become so much a part of you that it changes your inner being. Something that will be real choice, that will be real control of your life. So let us look at the laws that govern us, mind, body, and soul. So that we can understand, explain how every form that we see in our reality takes its origin from the invisible world, the laws that Yahweh has laid down. From that point forward, it's developing. Yahweh has created these laws by means of different components. And all of these things have brought it to this point. And that's what we've been studying. That's what we're looking at. What is developing, understanding the system? It will bring it eventually to its perfection. Yes, through the word of Yahweh, he can change us by study to show yourself, by meditating on the word of Yahweh, by letting it transform by the renewing of your mind. It explains the law and forces that work on everything in creation and how the point of choice, freedom, exists. This is what we're looking for. And as we study the word, we hope that as we go through this year that you'll be enjoying the studying of the word. But like I said, visit us on our website. Give it a challenge this week to study and to meditate on the word of Yahweh. Listen to it. Instead of listening to music and all this other stuff, listen to it. And let me see if it changes your predetermined existence. Overrides the sinful flesh. Yes, that's right. The warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin and death. And then you have the roaring lion that you will be facing. That's right. Because you go into war. Amen. And amen. And amen. May Yahweh bless you and keep you. May his wonderful grace pour upon you, and may he give you peace of mind, body, and soul. May you get a chance to look at our website and check out the material for your curriculum, for your mind, body, and soul. www.peopleofcolor1.com. There it is. www.peopleofcolor, no spaces, 1.com.